Podcast script for SciBud episode. Introduction. Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're diving into a recent study that explores how peanuts respond to manganese toxicity, a crucial topic given the increasing prevalence of heavy metal contamination in agriculture. This research combines advanced physiological, transcriptomic, and metabolomic analyses to shed light on how this vital crop can withstand the stress caused by too much manganese. So, let's unpack what the researchers found and what critics say about their methods. The study's findings: peanuts, or Arachis hypogaea, if you're feeling fancy, are major players in global agriculture, providing essential protein and oil. However, they're particularly sensitive to manganese, an element that becomes toxic when it accumulates in the soil, especially in acidic conditions. The study we're looking at investigates how peanuts cope with elevated manganese levels, which can be detrimental both to the plants and potentially to humans who consume them. The researchers meticulously treated peanut plants with varying levels of manganese, from normal concentrations around 10 micromolar to much higher levels, up to 900 micromolar. They then observed some notable physiological changes. As manganese levels increased, the plant's growth was significantly hampered, they became shorter, exhibited yellowing leaves, and their overall biomass shrank. This physiological response was linked to significant changes in the biochemical processes within the plants. One of the key findings was that in response to manganese stress, the levels of certain compounds in the peanut plants increased dramatically. For instance, proline levels, which help combat oxidative stress, saw an increase of over 800% in the leaves. Ascorbate peroxidase, an important antioxidant enzyme, also spiked by nearly 139% in leaves. This indicates that the peanut plants ramp up their defense mechanisms when faced with manganese toxicity. Interestingly, the research didn't stop at just the physiological responses. The scientists also employed transcriptomic analysis, identifying over 4,100 differentially expressed genes in the peanut roots and about 657 in the leaves when exposed to high manganese levels. This included genes linked to antioxidant enzymes and plant hormone pathways. Moreover, a particular gene called AHMTP9, implicated in the transport of manganese and maintaining hormonal balance, was highlighted for its role in mitigating manganese toxicity. When this gene was expressed in Arabidopsis thaliana, a model plant, it resulted in increased growth and better stress tolerance compared to wild-type plants under manganese stress. The methodology. Now, let's touch on the methods. The researchers utilized a combination of transcriptomic and metabolomic approaches, which is quite innovative. They investigated the changes in biochemical pathways, focusing on how plants adapt at both the genetic and metabolic levels when faced with stress. Their methodology included rigorous statistical analyses to ensure that their findings were reliable, with the use of multiple biological replicates, a technique that enhances the credibility of their results. They also made their data publicly accessible, allowing others in the field to verify and build upon their work. This kind of openness is essential in scientific research, as it promotes transparency and reproducibility. Critiques of the research. However, where there's praise, there can also be critique. Some reviewers noted strengths and weaknesses in the study's design and execution. On the strengths side, there's the comprehensive nature of the research. It tackles a novel question regarding manganese tolerance in peanuts, which is increasingly important in the context of heavy metal pollution. Furthermore, the integration of both transcriptomic and metabolomic data provides a holistic view of how these plants respond to stress, which is innovative. Yet, some weaknesses were highlighted as well. For one, while the methods were clearly laid out, the study could have provided more discussion on the interaction between manganese and other metals, as this could affect the overall conclusions regarding manganese tolerance. Additionally, while the findings are valuable, the real-world applicability of enhancing manganese tolerance through genetic modifications remains to be seen. There are also questions regarding whether the laboratory conditions fully replicate field conditions, where many other stress factors could come into play. Conclusion. In summary, while this study brings significant insights into the physiological and molecular responses of peanuts to manganese toxicity, it also reveals the complexities of agricultural bioengineering. Our understanding of how crops can better adapt to heavy metal stress continues to grow, and innovations like those from this study could play a role in future agricultural practices. However, as with any research, it's crucial to approach findings with a critical eye and consider the broader implications. Thanks for tuning into SciBud. If you enjoyed today's discussion, please subscribe for more science news delivered fresh and engaging. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive and stay tuned for our next exciting episode. -